Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. And now we're down to the final five teams. This week, the RBC Cup gets underway in Chilliwack, BC. To discuss that, we're joined by the president of the CJHL, Brent Ladds. Brent, welcome to the show. What's the excitement level right now? Because this is the payoff after a full 12 months of hard work, my friend.
Yeah, I think the excitement level started about a month and a half ago with teams competing in their respective leagues and their playoffs and then working towards the regional championships. The last regional championship was, a champion was declared last evening in the Steinbach Pistons, who won the Anavet Cup, playing off with the Nipawin Hawks, and certainly a story there too. But, Wenatchee Wild emerged, Wellington Dukes, who've been there before, Ottawa Junior Senators, and of course our host team, the Chilliwack Chiefs.
What's the Chilliwack community like right now? I'm assuming there's quite the buzz in the atmosphere. Is it good right there?
They've done a great job all year as a host committee, and we do progressive conference calls in terms of monitoring ticket sales and that. So from all accounts to date, based on sponsorship support and ticket sales, it's going to be a great event.
Brent, the Humboldt Broncos tragedy, it's amazing that it's now just barely over a month ago. What kind of special plans do you guys have to honor the Broncos during the actual RBC Cup tournament?
Well, this is our first opportunity that we'll be together nationally since that tragic accident on April the 6th. And so there's a number of things that we are going to do opening night, a commemorative T-shirt giveaway, and we'll have teams warming up in Bronco jerseys, crested pucks, to name a few. We're also, through the host committee and through the cooperation of Hockey Canada, going to have an organ donor booth set up for information for patrons and that to, identify with what took place with respect to the accident itself. So there's a number of things all appropriate to hopefully and tastefully done.
What's it been like to see the entire hockey community and specifically the CJHL rally around this incredible story?
Well, overwhelming is a good word to describe it. From a personal standpoint, from the CJHL standpoint, gratifying. But as I said before, this really transcended hockey. I mean, the response from the world outside the hockey world was incredible.
Brent, you know what's been amazing to me is how well-received right across the country the CJHL is in terms of your various regional events, the Fred Page Cup in Ottawa, the Dudley Hewitt in Dryden, as well as the Anavet Cup and the Doyle Cup out west. A number of events that you guys hosted throughout the calendar year as well, such as the World Junior A Challenge, seem to take local communities by storm, and they reciprocate with incredible support.
Yeah, they do, and I'm glad you mentioned that because we did have a terrific World Junior Challenge in Truro, Nova Scotia, received great support from a very supportive community, and did the same with the Prospects Game in Mississauga. Again, lots of effort on behalf of volunteers, and I think that's the key to our program. We have a different demographic than some other programs in terms of the communities we live in and how important those teams are within those communities and the tremendous volunteer commitment we get within those communities that goes from neighborhood to neighborhood and from individual to individual, whether people have kids on the team or not. And in a lot of cases, that transcends once their kids are gone into billet families that continue to support the program.
Brent, thanks again for your incredible support over the 27 years we've been together in this show. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Gino.
That was CJHL President Brent Ladds. The RBC Cup gets underway May 12th in Chilliwack. And that wraps up our final CJHL report of the season. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here. Coming up, we've debated who the top prospects are for the NHL draft in June all season long. We know the Buffalo Sabres are going to take Rasmus Dahlin with the first overall pick, but who's going to go second? Our director of scouting, Craig Button, will join us with a mock draft next. You're listening to Canada's only nationally syndicated junior hockey radio show, the 27th season, the season finale of MasterCard Junior Hockey Magazine.